you're involved in history. So that was 1945, and I was made manager of application engineering for all the tubes that TE made at that time, and then came out, and we had a group of about five. I had a group of about five engineers that were responsible for the application engineering with our major customers, and as a part of that, I got interested in possible other uses for tubes other than, I mean, I felt, especially after the war, the way tubes were used and the way electronics was used and the way it was expanding, I felt that the real future in electronics wasn't in home radios. It was in industrial applications, basically. But that, and if they were going to be used in industrial applications, they had to be held a lot more reliable than they have been. But I made a survey in the early 40s, or late 40s, between 45 and 47, I guess it was, of various industrial people. And everybody wanted more reliability, but nobody was willing to pay a dime for it. Mm-hmm. Typical commercial. Until finally I contacted, and this was in 1948, Aeronautical Radio Incorporated, which was owned in, by the airlines, who were then writing specifications for new airline communication navigation equipment. This was in the days when they were, some of this I've written up here, I mean, in many places. But as a result of that work, I contacted the airline people, and they were very interested. And we worked out a program where they would send us failed tubes, mm-hmm, with the story on them. From the airlines, I mean, giving history at the time of the failure and so on and so forth, and to the extent possible, the amount of the number of hours they had operated, and the like. And we would analyze them, and from that, then attempt to design improved types. This resulted largely from the fact that prior to that, they had tried some of the attempts to use, quote, so-called tubes made more reliable. The Navy had a program right after the war, ruggedized tubes. Mm-hmm. The W types was the suffix. And unfortunately, and this is what where the Airink program proved to be far more successful than any of those others, but they were based on people just assuming they knew what the problems were, mm-hmm, not really knowing, not really analyzing. And so much of the reliability area at that time was the work was generated by a way of buzzwords, and there's still too many buzzwords in it.